Israeli soldiers today shot and killed a young Palestinian, and Israel is holding funerals for the victims of yesterday's incident in which a Palestinian drove his bus into a roadside crowd south of Tel Aviv. 8 Israelis were killed, more than a dozen were injured. The Israeli government responded by banning all Palestinians from entering Israel. NPR's Jennifer Lutton is in Gaza. Describe what this border closure means.
Well, for Israelis, it's a response to a public outcry to keep as many Palestinians as possible away from Israel. What yesterday's bus attack did was really shock a lot of people and make them think that anyone could be a potential threat. I mean, a bus driver who no one suspected carried this out, so it sent quite a shock. For Palestinians, it's really more of the same. For 4 months, on and off, Israel's government has imposed closures. Now it says it's going to enforce it more strictly than ever. No Palestinians are allowed to enter Israel. For the moment, they're also not allowed to leave the territories to go to either Jordan or Egypt. The airport here in the Gaza Strip has been closed. Israel also says it is going to review the procedures it follows for giving work permits to allow Palestinians to enter to their jobs in Israel. The effect is just crippling. Tens of thousands of Palestinians have basically been out of work since the beginning of this uprising or intifada last fall. The United Nations this week warned that the economy is at risk of collapsing and that in the long run this will only backfire and cause an even worse security problem for Israel. And in fact, some Israeli officials agree.
So the man who drove the bus into the crowd is not connected with any of the Palestinian militant groups?
Not according to his family. Even Israeli officials say there's no evidence. He was the least suspected person, really. He did not fit at all Israel's profile of a security risk. He was 35 years old, married, 5 children. He had been driving with the Israeli Egged Bus Company for 5 years. This required a yearly security clearance by the Shin Bet Security Service, and his work permit had just been reissued 2 weeks ago. The only explanation from family and friends is that the man simply snapped, that he was under pressure. His friends say he was extremely upset with the increased confrontations that have been going on here in the Gaza Strip, that the night before he had watched television coverage of dozens of wounded Palestinians, and he was simply reacting to this.
What's the latest on efforts to form a unity government in Israel?
There are increasing reports that Prime Minister Barak is seriously considering accepting the Prime Minister-elect Ariel Sharon's offer to be defense minister. This would, in effect, seal a unity government where we'd have a power-sharing arrangement. It would also risk losing credibility for Barak. He ran his entire campaign saying that this vote was a choice between peace, if you vote for him, and war, if you vote for Sharon. And now, in a sense, he would be offering to serve as defense minister in the very government he warned would bring on a war situation. But on the other hand, proponents of a unity government say, look, this is the only way we have to influence from within and try to restrain some of the far-right elements, supporters of Ariel Sharon, who would only escalate the conflict further if we were not part of a government.
NPR's Jennifer Ludden in Gaza.